in English. Not your English, of course. English, quote unquote. Because the musicality of it goes something like this. Vishnu in nechun shikayat mikunat as judawi ha hikayat mikunat. Kazme yastanta mara gubridand dar nafiram marzan nalidam. سینه خواهم شرح شرح از فراق تا بگویم شرح درد اشتیاق. هر کسی کو دور ماند از اصل خویش باز جوید روزگار وصل خویش. من به هر جمعیتی نالان شدم، جفت بدحالان و خوشحالان شدم. هر کسی از ظن خود شد یار من، از درون من نجست اسرار من. سر من از ناله من دور نیست، لیک چشم و گوش را آن نور نیست. تن ز جان و جان ز تن مستور نیست، لیک چشم و تن ز جان مستور نیست لیک کس را دید جان دستور نیست. آتش است این بانگ نایو نیست باد. هر که این آتش ندارد نیست باد. This is very strong. No one in that literature will dare to say نیست باد. Nisbat is something that normally the angry protesters in a social gathering, when they go with the fist like that and they are asking for elimination of a dictator, an enemy or something like that, will ask for Nisbat. Means to be eliminated, to become non-existence, and it's very, very, very harsh. Here we will say this sound of my reed is the flame, is not just the wind. And whoever doesn't have this flame should not exist. It's very daring at the beginning to say that I'm talking about the flame of love. And if there is anyone without this flame, I wish that fellow doesn't exist. Because everything is this flame which is in the reed. And I told you about the reed. Reed in Farsi is nay. And the nay mainly means no. And means nay, which is this air tube. And means something that has completely lost the existence, the state of non-existence, the thing that in final we will see. He has all this, and we say, this sound I'm making with this nail is the flame of love. Nail. He will explain this nai now. Nay, harif harche az yari burid, pardehayash pardehay ma darid, hamchun nay zahri u taryaqi kedid, hamchun nay damsaz u mushtaqi kedid, nay hadise rah pur khun mikunad, qissehay ishq majnun mikunad. محرم این هوش جز بیهوش نیست، مر زبان را مشتری جز گوش نیست. در غم ما روزها بیگاه شد، روزها با سوزها همراه شد. روزها گر رفت گو رو باک نیست، تا تو بمان ای آن که چون تو پاک نیست، هر که جز ماهی ز آبش سیر شد، هر که بی روزیست روزش دیر شد. در نیابد حال پخته هیچ خام، پس سخن کوتاه باید و سلام. بند بگسل باش آزاده ای پسر، چند باشی بند سیم و بند زر. گر بریزی بحر را در کوزه‌ای، چند گنجد قسمت یک روزه‌ای. کوزه چشم حریصان پر نشد، تا صدف قانع نشد پر در نشد. هر که را جام ز عشقی چاک شد، او ز حرص و عیب کلی پاک شد. شاد باش ای عشق خوش سودای ما، ای طبیب جمله لطهای ما، ای دوای نخوت و ناموس ما، ای تو افلاطون و جالینوس ما. جسم خاک از عشق بر افلاک شد، کوه در رقص آمد و چاراک شد. عشق جان طور آمد عاشقا، طور مست و خر موسی سائقا. با لب دمساز خود گپ گفتمی، همچون نی من گفتنی ها گفتمی. هر که او از همزبانی شد جدا، بی نوا شد گرچه دارد صد نوا. چون که گل رفت و گلستان درگذشت، نشنوی زان پس بلبل سرگذشت. جمله معشوق است و عاشق پرده‌ای، زنده معشوق است و عاشق مرده‌ای. چون نباشد عشق را پروای او، او چو مرغی ماند بی پر وای او. من چگونه هوش دارم پیش و پس، چون نباشد نور یارم پیش و پس. عشق خواهد کاین سخن بیرون بود، آینه غماز نبود چون بود. آینه دانی چرا غماز نیست؟ زان که زنگار از رخش ممتاز نیست. That's how it goes. Let me refer to the last verses. He started with some talking about the topic of this book, that this book is the pain of distance, separation. And I want to talk about this, and this is the impossible task, because this is a very obvious stuff, but it's very difficult to be discovered. And at the end, listen, this is the language. And you need the language to communicate. And we have different languages. And this is a difficult subject. Therefore, let's cut it short. Wassalam. You know, Wassalam is not Persian. Is Arabic, means the end. When you're talking about something, then say, I rest my case. You will say Vassalam. And you will say Vassalam at the middle of this. Then he changes his tone. The first was a very simple, passionate explanation about the subject. Then he turns to you. And he called you a boy, not a son. Is a boy, and say, hey you boy, you should tear apart all these things that are pulling you together. You are in chain. Break the chain. Don't worry about anything. Because the stuff you're doing is not what you're supposed to do. You see, it's completely a different subject. Then we say, if the case was that I will find someone who could do the creation I do in this moment, then I could pass on the secret. Because here he talks about one word, which is damsaz. And damsaz in Persian, you know that the Persian language is a descriptive language. We don't have so many words. We could create. We use a lot of adjectives, one after another. Damsaz means, normally to Iranians, means someone who you could befriend, who could talk to. Because being hamdam means sitting together, being together. But Damsat at the same time is the one who will make the dam, and dam is blowing. And the reed player is blowing in the reed, right? This will come dam. Damidan means blowing. Damsaz means the one that will create this breath which is being blown in the reed. You remember the breath which was in the clay, ruh, yes. That is Damsaz. You say, Baldame Damsaz khud means, but the breath of that breath, of mind breath thinker, if I face that one. I breathe in this reed. If I face a breath, according to that breath maker, then I could pass the secret. This is how he talks. But at the end, he will say something that you should remember. I believe in translation, it's not lost. He will say, listen, this is something that we cannot talk. We cannot talk about. And we are talking about a state that after the separation is forgotten and lost. Therefore, we talk about the nightingale story and the rose and all that stuff. But whatever we say is nonsense. Because who are we? We are the lover. And lover is nothing. Beloved is everything. And beloved doesn't come in the book. You cannot talk about beloved. We are talking about the story of love. In the story of love, beloved is the life, and lover is nothing. Lover is just a curtain that could hide even the beloved. And how could I look around this complicated subject? I told you that. The subject is separation.